Hello, Kenneth Vanderhorst here. Welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. Each week, I chat with a guest about which songs they would have on their playlist if they were to spend a season in a remote cabin here in the Bulkley Valley. I hope you enjoy today's show on CICK, Smithers Community Radio, 93.9. This station broadcasts from unceded Kasia territory of the Ginnamdin Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Well, hello again, and welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist here at CICK Radio. I'm your host, Kenneth Vanderhorst, and this week my guest is Isaiah Koch. Though part of the Generation Z demographic, Isaiah's temperament is not characterized by the usual Gen Z skepticism, but rather by perseverance. He moved from the Lower Mainland to the Bulkley Valley at the outset of his high school years, not a small challenge for anyone at that stage of life. Yet Isaiah found a way to make the valley home, coming to love and appreciate the community, as well as the outdoors, and especially the winter season. As he finished his schooling, he worked on the ski hill and also made it his playground, mastering both skiing and snowboarding, and then mountain biking in the summer. His personal motto was, shred and play at Hudson Bay, but then he suffered a debilitating stroke in March 2022. And though recovery is still in progress 2.5 years later, Isaiah maintains a positive and hope-filled outlook. And with his default perseverance, we will likely see him reach his goal to snowboard again already this winter. Welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist, Isaiah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, great to have you on. And we're going to be working through your playlist and just talking about that and life in general. But first, what role does music have in your life?
On the ski hill, I listen to a playlist called Full Send. It calms my mood, it calms me down, but hype me up in the moments of snowboarding and whatnot.
It's a great tool for you to regulate the emotions, to get them up when needed, to bring them down, calm you when you want to do that.
And with my sleep too, I got music for sleep. It's called sleep music or sleep playlist. I made it myself. Actually, my uncle Peter from Okanagan, he's up here, and then he sent me some songs to help me sleep. So I added songs to the playlist, and yeah, it's really good.
Excellent. Well, music's an important part of your life. And here you are. You're going to share with us your playlist, a playlist that you would take with you if you had to spend a season in isolation at a remote cabin. Yeah. And we're going to send you there with a very rudimentary device. It only allows for 7 songs. What's the first song on your playlist?
First song is Learning to Fly by Tom Petty.
Okay, and why that one?
It's one of my favorite snowboarding songs to snowboard to, to listen to while snowboarding. Really, like, to have a mellow, but it's kind of, it's going when it gets to the chorus. Yeah.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone, and the sun went down as across the hill, and the town lit up, the world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. The hardest thing were the good old days may not return, and the rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. The hardest thing. Some say way life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds, but what goes up must come down. Thing. I'm learning to fly around the clouds, but what goes up must come down. I'm learning to fly. I'm learning.
Learning to Fly by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, originally out of Florida. They had a 40th anniversary tour back in 2017, and it was only 1 week after that tour was completed that Tom Petty died of an accidental drug overdose. That was in 2017. He was only 66.
It's really sad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It really is. Well, Isaiah, that was your first pick for your playlist. Tell us about when you first got to the Bulkley Valley here.
I got to Bulkley Valley in 2017 of the summer, June. I moved from Langley. I lived in Langley for 13 years. Before that, I lived in Abbotsford. And then I moved to Langley. I lived in a townhouse right behind Walmart.
So that was a lot different than living up here. So here you are, you're a young teen, and you move from the city virtually, or the lower mainland, up here. What was that like, that change?
It was a big difference. Bustling city to now living in the Bulkley Valley is really a change, and a good change, actually, a good change for me.
What was it that you came to appreciate about living here? Because at that age, that's hard to make those adjustments.
Yeah, well, I didn't have that many friends down south, so it was, like, not too hard. Mm-hmm. But coming up here, going to school at Ebenezer, it was really a great blessing for me. Great friends, great families in the church, lots of people in the Smithers and the Ski Hill.
You grew to appreciate the outdoors quite quickly. We'll get to the Ski Hill. But you were into fishing for a time too.
Since I got here the summer of 2017, I made it my goal to catch one fish.
Okay.
I didn't do that.
You worked at it. You persevered, but you didn't quite pull off.
Yeah, well, the second year I discovered that I needed a blue fox. Blue fox fishing lure.
Okay. And then you were successful.
Yeah.
So that was a summer pursuit, but it became a winter pursuit for you. Happened pretty quickly, the Ski Hill.
Yeah.
Tell us about falling in love with that.
I got my first snowboard when I was up here. It was a Burton snowboard, old Burton snowboard. So I got my board and went on the Ski Hill. But it was fun at the time, but I don't think I enjoyed it as much because I didn't realize the potential of what I had snowboarding. But then later years, I noticed my potential, and I snowboarded all about the mountain, and I snowboarded backcountry.
So that's when you really, really came to appreciate what a board can do for you.
Yeah, and then I got my Salomon Dance Hall. I saw that today. I'm going to try snowboarding with that this year. So
That's the one you aspire to get back onto.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we look forward to that happening for you, and I know you well enough to know that you're a person of perseverance, and hopefully that can take place.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about working on the ski hill, but let's get to your second song. Which one is that?
God's Not Dead by the Newsboys.
Okay, and why that one?
Really, just God's Not Dead because he's not dead. He's alive. He is a big part of my life.
Yeah, that's a deep part of your life, your faith, and your understanding of God. And so your selection, second selection, God's Not Dead by the Newsboys. God's Not Dead by the Newsboys, originally out of Australia, was originally written by Daniel Bashta and originally performed by Passion along with David Crowder for the 2010 album Awakening. It was in 2011 that it was covered by the Newsboys as God's Not Dead, Like a Lion, and they released it as a single from their album God's Not Dead. The song appeared on charts during its release in 2012, and after the release of the film God's Not Dead, the song then recharted again in 2014. So that song has a varied and interesting history. That was, Isaiah, your second selection. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about life on the mountain, because you found a way to work up there, not just play up there.
I started work up there in 2019 to 2023, three seasons. Started up there fresh, new, didn't know anything about the ski hill. Before my ski hill experience, I was up there two seasons. First season was just my first season here. And then my second season here, I had a season's pass.
Fell in love with the hill.
Fell in love with the hill and all its beauties and wonders. And
so what kind of work did they get you doing at the hill?
Lift operator. And towards the end of the season, of my last season, part-time mechanic. Before the season, taking all the chairs off, or 20% of the chairs, and putting them on the ground and the bottom of the chair.
Right. Yeah. Did you ever have a chance to go in the grooming machine? Because that looks
the
like
snow cat.
Yeah.
A lot of times. Oh, about like sweet. 5, 6, 7, 8 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool. And also last year, I got to go in the snow cat.
Okay. They put you back in again.
Yeah. I asked Blake, and they said, "Yeah, no problem, no worries." So I went in the snow cat and did some driving around with him. So yeah, it's really cool.
You aspire to work up there again sometime.
Yeah, this winter, I talked to Lex, Lex Reed Jones at the Hudson Bay Mountain office.
Okay.
And she said, we'll work something out. So, yeah, we will try to get you up there for Checker.
Oh, sweet.
On the Panorama Sheet Bar. So.
2022, March of 2022, you suffered a stroke, and that obviously put a dent into your joy and passion of being on the ski hill.
Heart surgery twice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So your cardiovascular system got compromised and you suffered a stroke?
Endocarditis.
Endocarditis. What is that exactly?
Blockage of one of the heart valves went up to the membrane and caused a stroke.
Wow. And you were only 19?
19 years old.
That is hard to believe that at such a young age you would have such a condition. It is not very common at all for people your age, I would assume.
Not very common whatsoever. I don't know what caused it, but... Yeah.
You were airlifted to Vancouver, and then how long were you down there in recovery?
2 months.
Wow.
And then went to Prince George for a week and a half. But then I was still in a wheelchair at the time. Mm-hmm. And then I got pain in my heart. And then the doctor did a CT scan, and he said, yeah, it was too much fluid around my heart. He sent me down to Vancouver again. I spent the two and a half weeks in the hospital. My mom was down there again with me. And then it was funny, like a week and a half through or 2 weeks through, I went to Wendy's, my mom.
Okay.
In wheelchair. And then I went into the car because my mom had a car that borrowed down there. Yeah. So we went to Wendy's, went out around Vancouver. It was really cool, really fun experience. But then, it was really bad experience because I didn't want to go to hospital again and get shots and blood tests every day.
It sounds like the second trip down there was an occasion to maybe deal with what had caused it in the first place. So
it
was a separate thing altogether.
Yeah, just because of my heart, too much fluid on my heart.
Wow.
A little bit of fluid's fine, it's normal, but too much fluid is not normal at all. So
that was quite a journey, because an initial terrible setback and then one that followed up. But since then, things seem to be humming along.
Yeah. When I came back, I went to Dave's house, Dave Menneberg. He took me in. He didn't care for me. Didn't really care for me, but home care cared for me. Home care. Yeah. Home support. And then I was still in the wheelchair. I still had to, get around and in the wheelchair. But then somewhere around February, March. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I went from wheelchair to a cane.
After about a year.
Yeah.
So it was almost a year that you were in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Wow. And switched to a cane.
Mm-hmm.
And you are now cane free.
Yep. I walked from Canadian Tire all the way to my house on Alfred by the library.
Oh, wow. Mm. So it's been quite a journey. And in that journey, you've maintained a positive outlook. You keep yourself going. Yeah. What has helped you most, would you say, in that journey of recovery?
My family, specifically my mom and my dad, my grandpa and grandma, also, but also the church as well.
Yeah.
Specifically, Smithers Kingdom Church, because at the time I was still a member there. I still am now, but when I was down south from my heart operation, my mom started a blog, and that really helped me out, and started a GoFundMe. Denise Stanley, Green Roots Landscaping, and she started a GoFundMe for me.
Wow.
By herself, and my mom didn't ask her, so yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. So your story is one of perseverance, and your testimony is that there was a pile of support that was there for you to keep you going through family, through friends, through people that maybe you only got to know because of your experience of illness, and that together with the help of a community, you're doing as well as you are and continuing that road of recovery.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing those details and sharing the story, because that's an encouragement to all of us of the importance of being there for each other.
Yeah.
Let's get to your third song. Which one is that?
Runaway to Mars by Talk.
Okay, and why that song?
It's really calms me down in the darkest moments. I listen to that song and cheers me up. And then in the sad moments, it cheers me up as well. Although I haven't really had any major sad moments, maybe 3 times since my stroke. I have had a dark moment or a sad moment, but nothing too crazy.
Colors fading, 'cause I kept you waiting. It's a wild, wild world, and you're a wild, wild girl. Our sun's still shining, but it seems half the size, and it's a wild, wild world out here. Before my time runs out, what if I run away to Mars? Would you find me in the stars? Would you miss me in the end if I run out of oxygen? I can't tell which way is home. I've been gone for so long. It's an empty world up here. I skip stones and wonder how long till I'm discovered. It's a quiet life up here. Before my time runs out, what if I run away to Mars? Would you find me in the stars? Would you make if I run out of oxygen when I run away. If I...
Run Away to Mars by Talk, out of Stittsville, Ontario, also known as Nicholas DeRocher. That's his original name. He wrote the song when he was at a low point mentally, he says. Feeling so alone and isolated from his friends, he imagined escaping to a faraway place, which in his mind was Mars. He hadn't had an opportunity to go to an isolated cabin here on Canadian Cabin Fever playlist. That was Isaiah's third selection for his time of isolation. Before we move on, want to do a shout out to our gold sponsor, City West, based out of Prince Rupert, but they provide services for us here all over the north. And in my experience and in my opinion, City West is such a great company to work with. They're easy to get a hold of. They respond very quickly to any concerns or any technical issues, and they serve us well here at CICK Radio as well, also by sponsoring us. And we really appreciate the support that we get that enables us to do what we do, putting on some programming and having guests in like Isaiah, who's with us today.
They're really good.
They are, yeah. And your experience as well.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, tell us about life here in the Valley with family, friends, community around you. You've talked about how they support you, but they're a source of support to you just in general because they're family members. You have a large family from my perspective anyway.
Yeah, myself, my brother Lucas, Jacob, Caleb, and Eli.
So you have four younger brothers.
Yep.
You don't live with them anymore, but you keep in some good contact.
Yep.
What was it, work that brought you folks up here for?
Yeah, it was my dad, Banstra. My dad worked for Banstra for like 3 months before moving up here. I came with him for the first day, and then 3 months later we moved up here. So yeah, it's really good, really cool.
So it was a good transition for your folks to be able to, for your dad to continue with the same company, relocating way up north here.
Yeah.
But you have other extended family in the Valley as well.
Yeah. All my church friends and family, I call them family, but they're not actually family, but they're close family to me in that Telqua URC, Telqua Faith United Reformed Church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, when you participate in activities and services there, you invariably go to somebody's place after. Is that a pretty common thing?
Yeah, it's a mix of Smithers King Farm Church and the Tocqueville URC. So it's a mix of all of them. So I go to people's houses.
So in any given week, let's say we have seven suppers a week, seven lunches, but those 14 meals, of how many of those meals would you have at other people's homes in the course of a week on average?
Monday, I usually go to Austin Terrace's. Tuesday, I go to someone else's house. I have it on my phone scheduled for the week. And then Wednesday, I go to Elkin Shooting Club Hamlink. And then... yeah, Thursday I go to Grandpa Grandma's. Friday I go to Tom's every second week, Tom Mendeley's. And then Saturday I go to the hockey game or Smith's Steelheads.
Oh, yeah.
Go Steelheads.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that you probably spend more meals away from home than at home.
Yeah, so I don't, and then Sunday I go to back to my grandpa's.
Pretty amazing the power of community and the connections that you can have with, not just family members, but people who you consider family members through your church.
Yeah.
Now, you're also an avid hockey fan. You're a Steelheads fan. You try to get to their games on a regular basis.
And a Vancouver Canucks fan.
Okay, why the Canucks? What is it about them that keeps you so loyal to them?
I've been a fan all my life since I was like six.
Oh, yeah.
And they lost in 2011.
You probably have memories of that, losing in game seven.
Yeah.
What are their chances this year?
Well, last year the chances were kind of high, but then they lost to Edmonton in the fifth game.
If you had to cheer for another team besides Vancouver, if I could make you do that.
Edmonton.
It would be Edmonton.
Yeah.
Okay, so you weren't too sore after the loss in last year's playoffs.
I was,
series.
But I really got to go cheer for Edmonton. But I want to talk about also down south. I always dreamed of going to Walmart, which is like $2 away, $3.
Okay.
And going to Walmart and getting some eggs for my mom or something like that. Because I dreamed of that. I just wanted to do that. And then 10 years old, 11 years old, I did that. Like, not eggs, but just went to Walmart and got food for myself and whatnot. And it was really cool to finally experience that. And my mom took us everywhere. She took us to skate parks, trampoline parks, and even skate parks in Vancouver. Like, it's just amazing what she did for us.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
So you have good and fond memories of life down south.
Very much.
And when you go down there now, it probably has a bit of a feel for home then still.
Yeah, except 10 times more busy.
Okay, it just gets crazier and busier more busy, yeah, all the time. All right, well, this brings us to your fourth song. Which one is that, Isaiah?
You Make Everything Beautiful by Frickin' Country and Rebecca St. James.
And why that song?
Calming and really helpful with my stroke. Because after my stroke, I was a bit down. Mm-hmm. And this lifted me up.
Grant me serenity to accept things, the things I cannot change. Grant me the courage, Lord, to change what I can, wisdom to know the difference. In my weakness you can shine, in your strength I can fly. And you make everything, everything beautiful. You make everything, everything new. You make everything, everything beautiful. In its time, in your time, it's beautiful. Grant me serenity, Lord, and patience, for things will take time. Grant me freedom to walk a new path, and let me feel your love. Ooh, in my weakness you can shine, in your strength I can fly. And you make everything, everything beautiful. You make everything, everything new. You make everything, everything beautiful. In its time, in your time, it's beautiful. Lifting up your hands to you, my Savior, purify my soul. Knowing you my pain and failure, purify my soul, beautify my soul. And you make everything, everything beautiful. You make everything, everything new. You make everything, everything beautiful. It's time, in your time, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. In its time, in your time, it's beautiful.
You Make Everything Beautiful for King and Country and Rebecca St. James, originally out of Australia, then moved to Nashville for King and Country. That's brothers Joel and Luke Smallbone. And Rebecca St. James is their sister. And Isaiah, you're a fan of their movie, and it's called Unsung Hero.
And their music, too.
You love their music and that film as well.
Yep. The film was based on their life from going to Australia and then going all the way to Nashville.
Well, you're a fan of their music. You like their film. Mm-hmm. Other than the snowboarding and some of the hockey, what else do you like to do for a good time?
In the summer, I already said that, but I like to go fishing. I like to go up the ski hill whenever I can, literally five times a week sometimes.
Oh, yeah, just to go up for the drive and see how beautiful it is up there.
Yeah, in the summer, and when I was working for Canyon Construction, I went to the brewery. It was really fun, really cool.
for a guy who's had some setbacks and who's had to spend some time away from here at a crucial time in your life, you've maintained a lot of social contacts.
Yeah.
Being with other people is really important to you.
I try to go at least once a month, once a night. If I can't, then it's no worries. I gotta just watch MASH.
Or MASH.
MacGyver.
Those are old shows. Those were made long before you were born.
My grandpa introduced me to MASH. I just watched MASH with him one time. I'm like, oh, I like this. So I went to the library and I got MASH, season 1 through 11.
Right.
And then MacGyver, yeah.
Now, those are old shows, and the special effects and the humor and the culture behind it can seem kind of lame sometimes to people of your generation. But
no, not to me. To me, it's really good and it's really great. And especially MASH, the humor is just outstanding.
It was such a groundbreaking show. It dealt with a lot of taboo things related to war, and yet could deal with it in a way that people could swallow and handle and laugh. Yeah. Well, that's really neat that you've found an interest in stuff that was contemporary when I was your age, or actually even younger than you are now. Those are old shows.
Yeah.
Tell us now about your fifth selection.
Ain't No Love in Oklahoma by Luke Combs.
All right, and why that song?
It's a pump-up song almost. It's really good to listen to, and I really like it.
Ain't No Love in Oklahoma by Luke Combs. Oklahoma by Luke Combs, who's out of North Carolina. It was written for the movie Twisters, the remake of the original one. And he puts it this way: we were really just trying to sonically match the vibe that they were looking for with the film. Isaiah, your fifth selection for your time of cabin isolation. We live in a great world. You see a lot of beauty in it. You've got great social connections and a community around you. But the world's not a perfect place. So what are some things that you're maybe passionate about that you would like to see changed in our world?
For one, the government. Most people would agree with me, or some people would agree with me on listening to this.
Okay.
That our government is corrupt, especially with COVID. It really didn't deal with it head on. It just kind of sloughed it off in a way that people couldn't go back to work, or people got fired from their jobs because they couldn't get the vaccine. So
you didn't like the way that it was handled with respect to the mandates and the things and like that?
Freedom of speech is a First Amendment in the States, in Canada too. I don't know what.
Included in our Charter of Rights and Freedoms, I believe.
Yeah. So
you would like to see a greater emphasis put on those freedoms.
Yeah, because if you talk about trans or anything like that on YouTube, speak against that, you get canceled, or you get YouTube video taken down. So
you don't like that people aren't given the opportunity to express freely their opinion or their understanding of that situation.
Everyone has an opinion, and I respect that. So with that, I wanted to have it so that everyone can speak for themselves and speak what they believe.
And how do you see that going down the road in the future, maybe in this country or in other parts of the world?
Well, thankfully, in the States, Donald Trump got elected, besides Kamala Harris. I don't know how you feel about Donald Trump.
Well, you were pleased with the result of that election.
Yes. I don't know about our people listening, but I really liked it. I don't want Kamala Harris to get in because he'd been Joe Biden before. Joe Biden was just, he was kind of dead. Like, not literally, but kind of physically through 2012, 2016, to 2020, and 2024, you could see, I saw a video of him, like, degrading, like, just getting more frail, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I saw. So,
you felt like he wasn't able to bring himself fully to the position and provide the leadership that was needed. And you're pleased with the election results in the States.
Yeah.
Some people who might have religious convictions, they look at a person like Donald Trump and they have some questions and concerns about his character or his morality. How do you square all that in your mind and heart?
Well, he says he's a Christian. He speaks on God and whatnot, and he prays, but he doesn't really act out of his faith. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you still see him as someone who can provide leadership that will allow for freedom of expression and opinion.
Yeah.
A question I have for you: did you vote in the most recent election here in the province?
I should have, but I didn't because I didn't have. I had time, but I just didn't because I didn't feel like it.
Okay, it wasn't something that you thought was too important to make sure you got to.
Not really. I mean, if I would have voted, I would have voted for conservative.
A lot of people your age are quite cynical. They're quite indifferent to politics. They don't think it's worth it. They don't bother to vote. Yet you seem to be pretty engaged in political realities and try to keep yourself attuned to them.
Yeah. I'm really fond of the election for the States and seeing where it goes and then seeing that Donald Trump won.
I sense that you see it as positive possibilities down the road with the change that's happening there.
Although after his 4 years or whatever, I don't know if he has 4 years again, so I don't know what's not going to be after that, what that's going
to
be.
It will be interesting to see if or how the Constitution gets tested with respect to term limits, with him having served one already. The question is he allowed to serve two in a row, even if he's already served one before? That question might be open, and it will be interesting to see how that plays out. Well, thanks, Isaiah, for sharing freely about things political. I know that can get people going, but we're glad that we can make this space for you to share it here. Let's now go to your sixth song. Which one is that?
Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver.
And why that song?
I liked it since I was like 12 or so, especially somewhere up here. It's really calming and really like, you know, I'm going to speak in like terms of my days, zen, really zen.
Okay.
And really get you in the mood for whatever you're doing.
Almost heaven
West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place. Moonshine, teardrop in my eye, country roads, take me home to the place.
Take Me Home, Country Road, such an iconic song by John Denver, originally from New Mexico. In March 2014, the state of West Virginia made it one of its four official state anthems. Such a great song. Isaiah, that was your sixth selection. Well, we're rounding the corner here with one more to go. I've got a few questions for you. What would you miss most if you were to move away from the valley?
I would miss the ski hill most because it's really comforting, and I love it there. I love the environment. I love the restaurant, and especially the poutines. The pulled pork poutine is my favorite one.
That is on my top three list up there as well. That is such a magical place, the ski hill and all that it offers us. So you would certainly miss that. We're going to send you away to a time of isolation, and we can situate the cabin that you're going to be in so that it has a view of whichever mountain or mountain range you want. So what do you want to be able to see while you're spending time in isolation?
I want to be in the ski hill.
Okay. It doesn't surprise me.
Coast mountain range.
Okay.
I looked up on Google, it said coast mountain range, so I'll pick that.
You're going to pick that as your view?
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And even though this device that you're taking your playlist, that's going to have your playlist on, is pretty rudimentary, pretty simple, still, it's got some additional room. We're going to make some room for you on it to have a show, a movie, or a book. What download would you want to take with you?
Rust Valley Restores.
Rust Valley Restores.
Yeah, it's based in Tapin, BC. Tapin. Basically, it's a show where they restore old cars that the average person can afford.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And
Mike Hall, Connor Hall, every show. Yeah.
All right. How many seasons are there of it?
Five, I think. And they're on the sixth season right now. Six.
All right. So we'll make sure that you have all five seasons and whatever they've produced so far into mm-hmm. the sixth season. That'll go on your device for your time of isolation. This brings us to your seventh and final pick. Which one is that?
Stolen Dance by Milky Chance.
Okay. And why that selection?
Well, it's been in my mind for the past week or so. Listened to it a lot. And I find that it's really, again, calming, but really upbeat, and I like, and it's like, not like, it's kind of hippie, but it's really nice to listen to.
Stolen Dance by Milky Chance.
Shouldn't talk about it.
Stolen Dance by Milky Chance. They're out of Germany, that band, and they say it took them 3 years to write that song. Such a smooth, mellow, upbeat sound. Isaiah, thank you for your seventh and final selection. Thank you for the playlist that you've shared with us.
No worries.
But before I send you away to your isolated cabin, you do get to take a luxury item along with you to make your time in isolation a little bit more enjoyable. What do I make sure is going to be there with you?
A recliner, because really comfortable, like a really expensive recliner, really expensive.
All right, so you want leather, you want cloth upholstery?
Cloth.
Should we put in some built-in massage capabilities?
Yes, yep.
And
actually, no, leather, and then, yeah, built-in massage.
Leather with built-in massage, and we'll have it with all kinds of different settings so you can position yourself just right.
Yeah.
And why don't we put it on some wheels so you could wheel it outside onto the porch and you can get the
electric motor, yeah.
There we go, yeah. Let's put all the bells and whistles on, and then you can view the coastal range and the Hudson Bay Mountain from your isolated cabin. Isaiah, it's been a joy to have you with us here on Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist.
Glad to be here.
All right, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist is produced by me, Kenneth Vanderhorst, with the help of the good folks here at CICK Radio. The theme song is Summer Side of Life by legendary Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot. Thanks, listeners, for being with us, and don't forget to enjoy the beautiful scenery and amazing people you see all around you here in the Bulkley Valley. There was